Harper Audio presents Green Business Practices for Dummies by Lisa Swallow, read by Brett Barry. Copyright 2009 by Wiley Publishing. Production and abridgment copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Many entrepreneurs and managers are looking for ways to conduct business that are easy on the environment and have the capacity to increase community welfare while yielding commercial success. If you're interested in discovering how to maximize your organization's triple bottom line, considering all stakeholders, people, planet, and profit, rather than just shareholders, Green Business Practices for Dummies can be your how-to guide. Converting a company to a sustainable business model is largely a matter of transformative thinking, looking at how to accomplish economic goals in a way that recognizes and respects the constraints of the planet. Some of the resulting action items are easy to implement. Others aren't so easy. But the beauty of starting to think and act sustainably is that the ripple effect of both becomes apparent pretty quickly. Employees start offering creative green ideas. External partners see your progress and hop on the green bandwagon. And customers query you about your new green ethos and how that will impact new products and processes. Sustainable thinkers usually have some common characteristics pertaining to their interests, motivations, and convictions. By and large, these characteristics center on the idea of selflessness, or at least a pursuit of the greater good for the greatest number of beneficiaries. Some of the most common sustainability-related personality traits include the following. Sustainable thinkers have a desire for information. The world of sustainability is constantly evolving, so being committed to staying in the loop on all things green is invaluable. On average, eco-thinkers have been exposed to at least one pivotal piece of sustainability literature, such as Hawkins' The Ecology of Commerce, McDonough and Brongart's Cradle to Cradle, Banyus's Biomimicry, Elkington's Cannibals with Forks, or Hart's Capitalism at the Crossroads. And usually, one such work isn't enough. These folks keep on devouring whatever information they can get their hands on. They also stay up to speed on the latest trends in sustainability, which gives them not only the necessary foundational knowledge in environmental and social issues, but also an awareness of the larger, evolving green picture and a strong business base. Sustainable thinkers have a strong sense of empathy and justice. One of the overarching premises of triple bottom line thinking is that each element, the people affected by your commercial transactions, the environment, and your business's profitability, has equal and viable importance. Sustainable thinkers have a strong sense of identification with stakeholders and communities that may share little in common with their personal or cultural norms. Because empathy conveys the ability to imagine oneself in another person's situation, it's a highly desirable trait when dealing with employees, impacted communities, and foreign suppliers and subcontractors, for example. Sustainable thinkers have patience. If you've ever gotten exasperated when trying to convince someone to donate to your favorite charity or support the company's volunteering program, chances are you've seen firsthand why patience and consistency are essential for building support for your cause. And because green thinking doesn't come naturally to everyone, and in fact has been polarized as the enemy of traditional free market capitalism, patience is even more essential when building support for sustainable business practices. Sustainable thinkers have a willingness to stick to principles. Initiating true change and garnering others' buy-in is only possible if you have an unwavering dedication to your core values. In this case, the idea that people, planet, and profit can only be sustained through concerted and innovative business efforts. Sustainable thinkers have an extraordinarily strong work ethic. Although their work is tremendously important and at times arduous, green leaders don't quit advocating for sustainability, even when faced with negative reactions from senior management, peers, or external stakeholders.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?